Just after 10 o'clock on a Tuesday. Can you believe it is almost the end of September already? So, you know, things are progressing rapidly and fabulously. And it's a strange change for us because instead of a midday slot, we're looking at the wine of the week a little early. And Eamon and Valencia are both in the studio, as is a lovely bottle of wine and a competition draw. So it's going to be a super insert, as we say, on a Tuesday morning. Welcome to you both.
Thanks, Dave.
Hello, Dave.
And how do we progress now? Straight into a wine of the week. It might be a little early for some, but not for us. Us intrepid fans of the wine from Tops at Lifestyle. It's never really too early to enjoy the good things in life. Exactly. And this is a good wine from the Cape of Good Hope. And it's from the Cape of Good Hope, the terroir-specific wines that come from this particular... is it a winery, Eamon? Valencia, you explain it to me, because it's a new label and a new name. Was that a trick question?
I think so far, Valencia. I think she's still concentrating on tasting. Yeah, Dave, Cape of Good Hope, another label from the Anthony Rupert stable of wine. So you get your Protea range. This is the Cape of Good Hope range from them as well. And you get your Optima, as everybody knows, the Optima Red. But the Sauvignon Blanc, it's the Altima that we're going to taste today. It's the 2024. This will be my first time to taste the 24 vintage. I've tasted last year's the vintage, and I thought it was exceptional. So Sauvignon Blanc, especially early in the morning, our taste buds are quite lively early in the morning when you're doing tasting, especially when you're starting so early.
Ah.
So this is going to be an interesting one to taste today.
Well, there it is. Let's just chat a little bit about the vineyard. Altima Estate, located in Eerlandskloof. It's a 5 kilometer wide isolated valley north of Villiersdorp, surrounded by a mountain range rising a kilometer above the valley floor. And because of the overshadowing mountains, the valley receives less direct sunlight, which combined with the valley's elevation of 600 to 800 meters, results in a distinctly cool continental climate. Well, there you go. Table Mountain Sandstone Group Quartz Sandstone is visible against the higher-lying mountains. The farm's primary soil type is good decomposed shale soil from the Malmesbury Group. This unique terroir results in fruit with high natural acidity and a low pH, which contributes to the wine's ageability. The slow ripening period and the lack of heat waves in January and February produces excellent grapes and a great structure. Upfront aroma. The harvest is typically much later than other wines from the Western Cape. And we end up with this charming bottle in front of us, which looks very nice. I like the Optima and Ultima, yin and the yang, the red and the white.
Yes.
So, what one should experience upon tasting is appealingly bold aromas of tropical fruits. These would be guava, kiwi, and fig, and highlighted by a light grapefruit sheen. So it's got a lovely greenish tinge to it. No, not a greenish tinge. A grapefruit sheen. That would be a pinkish
sheen to it. It's not like our normal Sauvignon Blancs where you'll get that citrus up front, Dave, in them on the palate. This is totally
shall we
different.
Pour a little, and then we'll be in a stronger position to comment, because right now it's all academic, and you know me, I've never was much of an academic. No, never. Never, no more. Myself. No, you've got your headphone on the wrong side of your ear. You've got to just put it on properly, Valencia. It's really very simple. Just twist it. That's all. There we go. Oh, dear. Eamon, could you help? There we go. It's one and another. Absolutely. There it is. Perfect. And this is like a mime show. I've got Marcel Marceau.
Oh, no.
I'm telling you, I think she's had been drinking the wine already this morning.
I don't know. I just don't know. What can we say? So here it is, a lovely glass of Ultima Eerlandskloof Sauvignon Blanc. And there it is. Although I see little pink in that tinge, to me that is very Well, there might be. I'm looking at it against the pink light. There it is. Oh, but it breathes beautifully. It really
tropical.
Does. The aromas tropical. Of tropical fruits are there.
The grapefruit is there, Dave.
It is.
The kiwi.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. The grapefruit comes across particularly.
It's leaping over the glass.
And it's got that nice long finish.
Flint, white pepper. Very nice.
That's absolutely
that's a lovely,
delicious, Dave.
That's gorgeous, huh?
I think we should stay here for the rest of the day and finish the bottle. It's just so... The fruit.
I think 10 o'clock every morning one should pop a cork and celebrate life.
I think it's a good sign definitely.
If it's as good as this, then there would be no reason not to. This is lovely. The ripe tropical notes from the nose are present, as well as with kiwi and fig, complemented by light dusting of flint and white pepper for added complexity. So there it is, that minerality that they were talking about. Well, the texture is impressive, with a leasy breath and a length that defines its character. The balance and harmony of fruit, acid, and lees is notable, and the finish is beautifully lingering. It really is. It's lovely.
It's a stunning Sauvignon Blanc. Absolutely gorgeous.
I couldn't agree more. So, I presume, because it's a disrupted week, there is a holiday in the middle of it, but Friday, Saturday, tasting goes ahead, does it?
Yes, Dave. Yes, we'll be doing Friday and Saturday as normal, 2 to 4 on Friday. And 12 to 2 on Saturday. So you don't want to miss out on tasting this.
No, and I'm reluctant to ask the price, because I think I'm going to fall off my chair. This has got to be a Premier Plus.
Good price, Dave. It's 185.99.
Oh, wow. That
for this wine, I'll buy a box.
That is... Are you confident of that price, because we don't want to announce something that is
$184.99. $184.99.
Well, all day long, this is worth that kind of price tag. I would have paid more, but I'm glad that you've kept it modest for what you're getting.
It
beautiful
is.
Wine at a really nice Very. Price. So there it is. That's our wine of the week. But we've got more to come in this sector of the show, because there's been this competition running, and the chaps are playing a game of rugger up the road.
That's it, Dave. A big game this Saturday, this weekend. We've got South Africa playing Argentina. So hopefully the box will shine through as normal, like they did there a week ago against All Blacks.
You know, apparently people have been writing Argentina off, but I think that's...
They're a good side. They're a very good side. But I think depend on, like a horse, how to wake up in the morning and how they're going to play on that particular day.
Yeah, look, I mean, clearly the green and gold is going to be very hard to vanquish on home turf. But it should still be a really fine game of rugby, because there's not that much to prove at the end of the day. Which then sometimes, because often if you've got to win, it doesn't produce the best rugby. It produces maybe a result, but it's not necessarily
good
to watch.
Yeah.
Whereas this kind of game, I think one can experience the pedigree, if you like, of both sides.
Of both sides. And I think Argentina, everybody racing with being the underdogs, even when they're playing in Northern Hemisphere. I watched them play quite a few games, and some very good players in there. Very good, very good players in the Argentinian side. Yeah, and I wouldn't write them off. I'd say it's going to be, they're going to be all out to win on Saturday. So I reckon it's going to be.
They've got nothing to lose.
Exactly.
Whereas our lads are going to be playing for honour and pride, and you know,
to keep the top spot.
There's a lot of pressure. I was listening to our sports report today. In fact, I was delivering it, and the attacking coach was saying that he wants 80 minutes of fine rugby. He doesn't want these moments of glory and then rubbish. So it should be a really super match. The point is, you might not have tickets, or you might, but you might want to have a few extra. None available except here in the studio today in our box of entries. All you did was you went along to Tops at Lifestyle, bought two bottles of premium Klipdrift brandy, which was a pleasure anyway. And then your name, if you were so bold, was entered into the box with your details. The box is now in front of us, and we're going to do the draw. Happening live right this moment, and it will be a moment in history for you if your name comes out of this one. Whether you can hear the entries being shook, rattled, and rolled. Valencia is getting ready to do that. Eamon is shuffling, and Valencia will do the draw. And we'll check that very carefully to see, because we have in the past had entries where someone wrote and they didn't, you know, just didn't qualify because they hadn't either bought the product to qualify or they'd put their name upside down with no possible number.
So, Dave, with this now, we're going to draw two winners. We're going to draw two till slips because we got four tickets, a set of tickets for each person who we draw out.
Okay, well, I'm looking here at the till slip definitely includes two bottles of Klipdrift Premium.
Yep.
In fact, he must have come in to enter because that's all he bought. Mm. Was the two. So you can see this is a man that really wanted to win. His name is, as far as I can make out, because the handwriting looks like he was a doctor. It might be.
Yes,
but I think it's Pradarshan.
Pradarshan.
He has included his cell phone number.
Mm.
So irrespective of whether I have mangled your name, sir, congratulations to you.
Pradarshan.
You are a winner of a pair of tickets. And what a joy it's going to be for you, Pradarshan. Well done for entering. But it's not over yet. There is yet another. I'm going to give Eamon that till slip for safekeeping.
Thanks,
you don't
Dave.
Want to lose that number.
And
once more onto the breach. This is a much longer till slip. So here we go. Let's just double check to see whether they have the qualifying requirements. They've got Valpre and Coke and Johnny Walker and Jameson and Castle and Savannah and two bottles of Klipdrift Premium. So there it is. And the winner is Vicky Kritzinger. Congratulations, Vicky Kritzinger. You too will be at the rugby if you don't already have tickets, or if you have, you can take some mates. How wonderful. And simply for shopping at your favorite liquor store, where there's always something grand to enjoy, this is a wonderful competition that ends happily today. Congratulations to Pradarshan. Congratulations to Vicky Kritzinger. And both of you will be contacted shortly by Eamon and his team so that you can collect your tickets and enjoy a game of rugger of the very top order, the finest quality game. And of course, you'll enjoy that couple of bottles of Klipdrift just as much,
well,
if not more.
If not more. I'm telling you.
So there it is, another fascinating end to a competition, and there'll be another one announced very shortly because, you know, Tops at Lifestyle, they like to bring you a little bit extra, an extra joy in life. And our wine of the week, the marvelous Cape of Good Hope Ultima Eerlands Kloof Sauvignon Blanc, 2024 vintage. It is delectable. We have tasted it, given it a thumbs up. It'll be on taste for your approval at Tops at Lifestyle this Friday. At 2 to 4,
Friday.
Then on Saturday, 12 to 2. So you can take your pick and then enjoy with our blessings. Thanks so much, Eamon Valencia, for another excitement.
Thanks, Dave.
And we'll see you in a week's time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And the show continues. The music continues.